目的不单单是 仅是描写今天中东这一个国家的他们的血泪历史。
In the Bible, we talk about Israelite. The purpose of this history is not only talk about the history of a country in the Middle East.
更重要的是，神要借着人从读圣经的时候，从这些记载来认识神的心意。
The most important is that when we read this Bible, we will know what's the heart of God.
从这些历史当中，我们读者也会发现。我们可以从他们的身上来认识自己。
So that when we read this Bible, this history, we can learn about us through them.
当我们有这个心态去读圣经的时候，我们就开始发现圣经里面的人物跟故事就活化出来了。
When we have this attitude of reading and understanding the Bible, the Bible's character and the story will come alive to us.
这些活化出来的人物跟故事就成为我们属灵的借镜和我们的指引。
These things, all this story come alive, will become examples that we can learn and guide us.
我今天将用民数记里面记载以色列民的一段历史来与大家分享。
Today we're going to use the book of Numbers to share with us and talk about the one short history of Israelite.
但是在进入这个主题之前，我们必须要了解这本书，也就是《民数记》他们后面的背景。
But before we go into the main theme, we have to understand the background of the Book of Numbers.
那大家就觉得，也许这本书的书名很奇怪，它叫《民数记》。实际上，如果在其他文字里面讲圣经的这本书，他们乃是翻译成数字。
Actually, this you come strange that this book called the Numbers, and you in translation actually is called the Numbers.
但是这并不代表是一本数学的书。
This is not a book about math.
如果你想用这本书去学数学了，那你可能要失望。
You cannot use this book to learn math. You're going to be disappointed.
这本书所以之称为《民数记》，也就是人民点数的记录。
This book called The Numbers, the reason is that because it talks about the census, the population census.
是的，它里面包含了很多人口统查以及兵丁将点的数目。
It's concerned about the census population and the counting of the soldier in the Israelite at that time.
实际上在犹太人的传统里，这本书的它的原名应该叫做旷野的漂泊。
In Jewish tradition, this book is actually named In the Wilderness.
为什么叫旷野的漂泊吗？因为它里面记载是几百万的以色列民族漂泊流浪在旷野的一个记录。
Why it's called In the Wilderness? But actually, it's also talk about the millions of Israelites at that time was traveling in the desert and wandering around.
那是一个以色列民族没有农田。没有房子，没有固定的家乡，并且每天住帐篷的日子。
At that time, Israelite does not have their own fields to farm. There's no house. There's no fixed home. And they live daily in a tent.
大家可以想象我们自己西家带眷，然后住在旷野里四天的情形吗？
You can imagine if you with your family, whole family, they're wandering around in the desert for 4 days.
光光是煮个菜上个厕所行是非常困难。
You can imagine how you cook and then go to bathroom.
如果要维持四个星期那更是不得了。
So you lasted for 4 weeks is even, must be really terrible.
但是以色列民居然如此流浪近40年之久。
But you look at the Israelite, they even wandering around for 40 years.
这么大群人怎么会流浪于旷野而没有自己的家乡呢？
How can a big group of people wandering around in the wilderness and desert and have no doesn't have that did not have their home?
原来在此本书写作之前几百年，以色列的始祖原为埃及的一个客，他们一个埃及的一个客旅的家庭。
Actually, 100 years ago, the ancestor of Israelite actually traveled into the Egypt.
经过数代以后，他们人口渐渐增多。
After several generations, the people become more and more.
他们却落魄，成为埃及人的奴隶了。
However, they are driven into slavery by the Egyptian.
以色列民在那个时候，在强大的压制痛苦当中，他们就求救于神。
In a great depression and suffering, they cry out to God.
耶稣便呼召摩西成为这群人的拯救者。
So God called Moses to become the savior of this group of people, Israelite.
摩西能够抗拒法老的淫威。
Moses received the cruelty of Pharaoh.
他依靠神赐的大能与神迹，就带领整个以色列民渡过了红海的地界。
With the mighty power of God, from coming from God and the miraculous sign, he led the Israelites to go across the Red Sea.
自此他们终于脱离了埃及的辖制。
From then on they break away the control of Egypt.
然而神不单单只是仅仅要拯救这一群人脱离埃及的奴役罢了。
Not only that, he will not only save them from Egypt, become a slave in Egypt.
神更要他们靠着神能够一举征战进入迦南的肥沃美地，让迦南成为他们日后美好永久居住的家乡。
But most importantly, they can rely on God. They can march into the promised land, the fertile promised land of Canaan, and Canaan would become their permanent, perfect home for them.
那哪里是迦南呢？迦南就是今天的巴勒斯坦地。
So where's Canaan? Canaan is actually today's Palestine.
这一块地乃是这件事件之前400年神老早就应许给以色列的祖先们的。
This piece of land is actually God promised to the Israelite ancestor who is Abraham.
而从埃及离开之后到迦南应许地之间，他们会经过一块旷野地。
So actually from Egypt to Canaan, they have to go through a piece of wilderness.
这本来只是一段的旅途，应该是短短几个月就可以度过的。
Actually, this is a really short travel. Maybe a few months they can finish this travel.
结果以色列民却经历了40年之久。
However, the Israelites need 40 years to go through this wilderness.
也就是一个整整世代。
It's also represent of one generation.
民数记就是记载这一段旷野路的历程。
This, the book of Numbers is talk about the travel through this wilderness.
但是这不是仅仅是历史罢了。
It's not only the history.
但是它更反映出基督徒的灵命成长路。
But also is a representative, a big picture in a nutshell about Christian spiritual journey.
而以色列民怎么会把这一段短短应该花几个月就给完成的路，拖成四十年之久呢？
So how come the Israelites had to travel 40 years so long? Instead, they can travel within a month's time.
原来他们人是过了红海的地界，没有错。
Yeah, true. The people are going through.Go through the Red Sea.
但是他们的心思意念却依然带着埃及在里面。
However, their heart and mind is still filled with Egypt.
外面好像已经断开了与埃及的关系。
On the outside, there seems a severed cut between them and Egypt.
但是心思意念却是牵扯着埃及。
But however, their heart and mind is still filled with Egypt.
他们里面的恋慕、喜好、价值观，却依然是完全是埃及的那一套。
Their value system, their longing, what they want in their heart is still filled with Egypt.
以属灵上的含义来说，埃及就代表了世界的引诱和撒旦的辖制。
So you can see it's representing this Egypt represents the current days, the Satan temptation and worldly.Fleshy desire.
而神不要他的子民把心中的埃及也一起带到应许地迦南。
God doesn't want to have this desire in their heart, Egypt in their heart to bring to the promised land.
因为世界的权势在新生命的国度里面不应该也不能有立足之地。
Because they cannot, one another cannot stand one another. They cannot have Egypt in their heart in the new kingdom of God.
我还记得我们家刚刚搬到美国的时候。
I remember first when my family first moved to New York, United States.
我们家住在一个很便宜的公寓里面。
We live in a really cheap apartments.
但是那个我们住的那一个单位呢，不单单只有我们住在里面。
The apartment we live in, not only we living there.
还有很多蟑螂。
There's a lot of roaches there.
哎呀，到处都是，吓死人了。
A lot of roaches is walking around that place.
更可怕的是晚上上厕所的时候。
The most horrifying picture is when you go to the bathroom at night time.
但是那又怎么办呢？那公寓又不是我们的。
So, but how are we going to do? This apartment does not belong to us.
而且整栋公寓都是蟑螂。
And the whole apartment building is filled with roaches.
我们就只好凑合凑合的住在里面了。
So all we can do is just we stuck there for years.
所以蟑螂是房东，我们是房客。
So roaches become the landlord, so we are the tenant.
好不容易后来我们有了钱，我们买了房子，我们要搬家。
Thank God, it's not easy that we have get some money and then we can move out from that place.
我们搬家的时候要注意什么
？What we do, what we have to be careful when we move to a new place.
哎呀，我们不能把房东也搬去。
We don't want to have the landlord come with us.
所以我们就是东检查西检查，我们检查干净了才敢搬。
So we examine everything and make sure that everything is no roaches before we move the place.
如果实在没办法知道里面什么，只好丢掉了。
We don't know what is in there, we better just throw away.
因为我们不想新的地方有带了旧的房东。
Because we don't want to have an old tenant living into the new place.
这个介于埃及以及迦南地应许中间的这一块地区呢
？This land, piece of wilderness between the promised land of Canaan and Egypt,
就好像搬新旧家中间的这一块地。
This is like moving from old place to new place. That piece of land between your old homes and the new home.
它是一块旷野。
Is a wilderness.
这是以色列民搬出埃及进入迦南地的一个过渡，也是所有基督徒要进入得胜生命的一条必经之路。
This is a path where Israelites move from Egypt into the Promised Land. They have to go through this place. This is same as our Christian. This is a path that we have to go through so that we can have a victorious life.
这是两个不同国度一个交界点。
This is a contact point between two kingdoms.
实际上，它是世界与圣洁国度互相拉扯的一个战场。
Actually, this is the battleground between the holy kingdom of God and the world.
所有度过这个旷野的人，他必须要做一个决定。
And whoever wants to go through this wilderness has made such a decision.
他自己要做一个决定，他说：“我是不是要切断？”与过去的关系。
I have to cut off the past.
他自己要做一个决定。
He have to make this decision.
我是不是从此我要接受一个新的国度的一个约束，以及新国度里面的一个新生命来活
？Should we take on the new life that belong to new kingdom, so we can live in that kingdom?
要值得我们警惕的是。
What have to be aware of the such a warning?
当我们一看完民数记的时候
，When we finish reading the numbers, the book
我们发现一件非常有意思的事。
One thing we have to find really meaningful.
几百万的以色列民，他们只花了几个月就能从埃及离开啊。
Millions of Egyptians, Israelites, only need a few months to leave Egypt to leave Egypt.
而它里面的埃及却需要四十年的时间才能离开他们。
However, they need 40 years to take away the Egypt in their heart.
如果基督徒的生命把主要的精力耗在与世界的掌管、掌辖与诱惑，这是一个不断的牵扯纠缠当中的话。
If the main energy of a Christian life is to spend in fighting and struggle with the world of temptation.
那就太可惜了。
It's really a pity.
因为我们生命应该真正精彩的地方，应该是进入迦南地内的战役和得胜。
It is pity, but because our real life supposed to be go in and enjoy and seize and enjoy what God promised to us in that promised land.
在民数记中，整个以色列民族在旷野的经历，实际上就好像基督徒属灵旅程的一个缩影。
Throughout this thing is that we can see it is that go through this wilderness is just like a nutshell of what happened to Christian go spiritual journey.
神要借着以色列民经由这一块的旅程，经受过炼净来成长。
So through this wilderness, a Christian that the Israelite was refined and grow through this wilderness.
来预备他们能够进入迦南的应许美地。
So that they can prepare to go to the promised land of Canaan.
在这个过程当中，神也在其中正在训练一个仆人，他的名字叫摩西。
And through this time, God also used this experience to train He's one of his servants, who is Moses.
让我们今天一起来看，在我们周报的后面，《民数记》第十一章。
We can turn to our bulletin. We can read the book of Numbers, chapter 11.
让我们很快的，我们如果读中文的，我们就用我们就用看的。我现在就请我们的翻译用英文来念，从第一节一直到第十五节。
You can read Chinese, and I will read right now on the stage of reading English. Now the people complained about their hardship in the hearing of the Lord. And when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. When the people cried out to Moses, he prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So that place was called Taberah.Because the fire from the Lord had burned among them. The rebels with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and saying, If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melon, leeks, onions, and garlics. But now we have lost our appetite. We never seen anything but this manna. The manna was like Corinthian seeds and looked like a raisin. The peoples went around gathering it and then ground it in a hot mill or crushed it in a mortar. They cook it in a pot and make it into leaves, and it tastes like something made with olive oil. When the dew settled on the camp at night, the manna also come down. Moses heard the peopleOf every family wailing at the entrance of the tent, the Lord became exceedingly angered, and Moses was troubled. He asked the Lord, Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms? Is a nurse carried as an infant?To the land you promised on oath to the ancestor. Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, give us meat to eat. I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you are going to treat me, please go ahead and kill me. If I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin.
如果自己大家自己手上有圣经的话
If you have a Bible in your hand,
你会发现前一章一直读到这里的时候，你会觉得这是非常 surprise, 非常讶异的一个描述。
Because if you read about the previous chapter up to this chapter, you would be really surprised.
这实在是非常出乎意料的一个描写。
This is a surprise description.
怎么说呢？
How can it be?
因为摩西好不容易把以色列民带出了埃及，脱离了法老王的追杀。
Because at last, Moses, with much difficulty, bring out the Israelite from Egypt.
他把整个人民带到旷野的西乃山下，在那里神颁布了十诫给他们。
Then they go through the wilderness and up on the Mount Sinai, And then at that place, God put, give them the Ten Commandments.
是神哦，是神教导以色列民如何过圣洁的生活。
Is God who teach the Israelite how to live a holy life?
是神告诉他们会幕的敬拜的规条。
Is God who teach them about the regulation of the tabernacle?
也是神在那边教导他们要怎么样根据律法过一个好的健康的生活。
It is also that at that place is God teaching them how to follow the law and to become a holy, living a holy life.
而且在那个过程当中，神也惩戒了当时一些悖逆的以色列民。
And also that God also reprimanded some of the rebellions during that time.
在这个时候，他们就有如一个新生的民族。
At that time, there is like a newborn group of people.
他们实在得到神特殊的荣宠。
They got God's, they received honor and love from God.
你知道今天全世界每一个国家都在想要怎么样让他们的宪法能够全备，能够让整个国家能够健康，能够治理得好。
So, a lot of us, we want to have a good law and regulation so that all the people will live good and properly.
以色列民不用烦恼了，神已经告诉他们了。
So they don't have to rethink Israelite just because God already told them how to live the life.
他们有了这个，他们知道现在应该怎么活，他们对未来也有了盼望了。
So that with the Ten Commandments, all the regulation, they know how to live, and then through the future, they have hope.
而且在那个时候，大家就浩浩荡荡的从西乃山下准备出发了，起行了，往应许地去了。
So at that time, they should be quite happy, and then vast group of people marching toward the Promised Land of Canaan.
哇，大家在其中，你们兴奋不兴奋啊？
You among them, are you going to be excited?
哇，神告诉我们怎么做，而且方向都告诉我们了，我们启程吧。
Is God tell us what to do, and now we also have the direction. Let's go together.
结果才不过几天。
Then after a few days, this happening.
前一章说才不过三天。
Previous chapter say only 3 days pass.
结果居然一开刚开始就连续有两次的抱怨。
And then up to 2 days, 3 days pass, we see a grumbling, two times a grumbling.
在这里面，我们看见第二次的抱怨尤其不单纯。
And we see that this second time of grumbling is not purely grumbling, or something else going on.
因为在抱怨的其中，反映出这个团体已经产生了几个非常危险的特质了。
Because through this grumbling, we can reflect that there's certain characteristic among the group, a dangerous characteristic among this group.
这些危险的特质持续了影响整个以色列民。
Because this few dangerous characteristic would affect the whole group, whole nation of Israelite.
成为他们日后一连串悖逆的序幕。
It's
an opening scene for the series of rebellions the day after.他们没有趁早来认识自己，来学到功课的话
，If they don't try to learn about this about themselves and not learn this homework，
不制止埃及在他们生命中的影响的话
，And do not stop the effect of Egypt in their life，
结果就呈现在民数记里面，他们整个那一世代的人全部死在那里。
As just what happened as the recorded in the in Book of Numbers, whole generation died in this wilderness.
他们那一代无法进入神应许的迦南地。
The whole generation cannot go into the promised land.
让我们看看这些的危险的征兆，让我们一起来学习。
So we can take a look at these dangerous characteristics, so we can learn from them.
并且我们一起学习去预防。
So they will learn how to prevent.
危险的征兆第一点就是他们中间有闲杂人的存在和影响。
The dangerous characteristics number one is that they exist in a mixed multitude in the midst and influence them.
我们看见第四节，他们说他们中间有闲杂人，大起贪欲的心，以色列人就开始呼号了。
In verse 4, it says the rubble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites start wailing.
也就是说，在他们中间有一群人，他们叫做闲杂人等啊。
So that means what you're saying is that among them there's a mixed multitude living among them.
他 他们的行为做法跟思考是以肉体的情欲为导向。
What they motivate them, what they live is basically live directed by the fleshly desire.
那他们肉体的贪欲，因为就住在以色列民旁边，以色列民就被他们影响了。
So because their fleshly desire keep on affecting the Israelite, and they live among the Israelite.
结果以色列民的情绪被影响之后，他们就开始对现状和未来开始感到悲观，甚至到愤怒。
They incite the Israelites so that when the Israelites look into the present time and the future, they feel with anger and pessimistic.
这群人不愿意分担以色列人的困境的。
They don't like this group of people do not want to share the burden of the Israelites.
他们更不屑于神给以色列民未来的目标和应许。
They trivialize what God gave the Israelites the plan or the purpose of the Israelite.
他们更不是以色列人，他们也不愿意做以色列人。
They are not Israelite. They don't want to become an Israel.
但是他们却混杂在以色列民当中，他们一起离开了埃及。
They are the mixed multitude that live among the Israelites. They are also together. They left the Egypt.
他们是机会主义者，他们在乎的是自我的利益。
They are people, group of people who is optimistic, who like to take advantage of everything that they can get to for benefit for themselves.
那他们怎么会跟以色列民在一起，一起离开呢？也许是当时他们看见有神迹的发生，他们觉得，哎，我可以押宝，这个民族被神祝福，也许我跟着他们当中，我也得利。
So why they come out with Egypt with the Israelites? Maybe they saw the miracle performed by God.And they feel like, oh, maybe I can benefit me, give me rich, so they follow this group of people.
但是他们却不愿意负担以及承受以色列民的使命。
However, they are not willing to take on the burden and the commission of the Israelite.
这样的人居住在以色列民当中是多么危险的一件事。
So this bunch of people, multitude of people living among the Israelite is a really dangerous thing.
基督徒如果容许爱慕世界的人事物不断地影响自己，
If the Christian allow people who love the world and the things of the world and allow their influence in their lives,
甚至成为我们自己生命当中的一部分，
and it become a part of them,
我们属灵的旅程永远会处于困惑、负面或者难以前行，最终会倒退。
Our spiritual life, our spiritual journey will forever become perplexed, negative, and could not go forward. At the end of it, we backslide.
那我们应该怎么做呢？
So what can you do?
我们必须要避免所谓的闲杂人等影响我们人生的方向。
First thing we have to do is that we have to avoid the influence of this mixed multitude upon our life direction.
要清楚，世界上是有所谓的闲杂人以及基督徒的，我们的人生方向以及最终目标实际上是不同的。
Our life purpose and our destination is totally different from the mixed multitude people among on this world.
信徒不能让非信徒控制我们人生方向的人生方向的方向盘。
Christian cannot allow non-Christian to control our steering wheel of our lives.
如果我们今天大家一起要去同一个地方，
If today we go to one place, to go gather together and go to one place,
我们一起很高兴可以坐同一部车。
We all in the same car.
我们可以互相有伴，可以互相扶持。
We can have a friendship and we have a partner and we can help each other.
就算中途有事，我们也不懊恼。
So in the middle of a journey, there's a problem. We shouldn't be worried.
因为我们知道我们彼此最终的目标是一样的，我们就尽量往那个地方去就好了。
Because we know that our final destination is the same, so we're gonna help each other to go through this.
但是如果今天你我的车上有另一个乘客，他的目标根本跟我们的目标南辕北辙。
However, what happens if one of us is have total different destination from what we supposed to go?
他久不久就跟你说，哎，你为什么不 U turn? 你为什么不左转？你为什么不右转？
off and on, they will ask you, why you turn left, turn right, or maybe turn back.
到最后他说，哎呀，我来动你方向盘好了。
At the end of it, he will just put your hand in the steering wheel, make a left or right turn on it.
这是多么危险的一件事呢？
So this is a really dangerous thing.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第六章第十四节说，你们和不信的人原本不配，不要同负一轭。
So in a Paul in a Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 saying that do not yoke together with the unbeliever.
所谓同负一轭，就是在指人生道路中，你要让自己与他人共使一个方向盘的意思。
What you mean by yoke together is that you and the other person share the same steering wheel.
这个轭是生活的原则和生命的最终目标。
This yoke is the main principle of how to live and then how our final destination.
但是我们没办法避免我们生命当中有跟我们目标不相同的人。
But somehow we cannot escape this with the living with the other people.
我们是求神给我们力量，让他们跟着我们人生的方向盘一起走。
We pray to God that they will follow us and we go the same direction as us.
我们有这样认知的时候，我们闲杂人对我们的影响力自然就降低了。
We have such a knowledge that the effect of our mixed multitude will not be up on us.
在这边以色列民当中还出现了第二个危险征兆。
A second dangerous sign we can see is this.
他们就把诱惑和肉体的需要把它图像化，成为一个目标了。
They're making the temptation of fleshly desire become a visualized, and they go looking forward this ideal goal.
在第五节他说，我们记得啊。
In verse 5, he said, "We remember."
在埃及的时候，不花钱就吃鱼。
We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost.
还记得有黄瓜，有西瓜，有韭菜，有葱，还有蒜。
We remember there's also cucumber, melons, leeks, and onions and garlic.
这吃的好像跟中国人差不多啊。
It sounds like eating like Chinese.
以色列民开始就脑海里就开始勾画一个非常实际的图片，就在他们的脑海里面了。
So the Israelites slowly paint a beautiful picture in their head.
他们就开始回忆到旧有埃及的一个情况，他们就开始为自己想回去的决定来开始找理由了。
So once they paint this beautiful picture in their brain, in their head, they will find a way to find a reason to go back to the old Egypt.
就是这群人开始用一些话语勾起影像和味觉，让他们这一群人的欲望开始实体化。
So this bunch of people using such a imagery, such a sense, and to wake up their memory about the past, so that this past become visualized, become a real to them.
当图片一出来的时候，就变成众人向往的目标了。
So once such a picture appear, they make them remember the past.
我们都清楚，我们曾经从埃及出来。
We remember we once come out from Egypt.
我们也清楚，实际上我们对未来神给我们的应许地很多地方是很模糊，甚至我们完全不知道。
We know that in the future, and sometimes we are not fussy. We don't know the place, the direction.
但是如果在这个路途当中，我们选择过去在埃及痛苦。
But in this path, we decide to forget the pain and suffering in Egypt.
却片面的去勾画出它过去的一些美好。
Yet we pick and choose the beautiful picture from that time.
我们的心中就蠢蠢欲动，想要回去了。
So that if you do that, you make yourself want to go back to that time.
但是基督徒应该做的是，我们要去想象并且实体化神的应许。
But actually, the Christian is supposed to be visualized what God promised for us.
我们定睛看的不是过去，而是神的应许上面。
We keep an eye on what God promised to us, not the past.
我们不能留恋在过去的世界里面。
We should not dwell in the past.
因为我们留恋在里面的时候，我们就让我们的心里产生想象力。
Because the more we dwell in the past, the more we think, to visualize what we're how's it like in the past.
我们想象力应该花在神的应许上面。
We should using imagination in the future, what God planned for us.
保罗对神给他的使命和目标，他就朝思暮想，去想象神所赐下的应许。
Paul used the head and his imagination to think about what God planned for him.
到最后，这个图片成为他心中非常明显的一个目标。
At the end of it, this picture, this visualization becomes this defined goal in his life.
清晰到他觉得他好像就在跑道上面看见最终目标的那个标杆就在那边。他说：“我看到那个标杆了，就在那边，我就往那边跑。”
It's just like he's saying that it's like he's doing a racing. He's trying to going to that goal. He see the goal in front of him. He tried to run toward that goal.
就好像亚伯拉罕，他一直遵守神的命令的时候，他突然看到天上的耶路撒冷。他说：“我就是要往那个方向去。”
Just like Abraham, and then he keep on following God's will, and then keep on looking at it. He's saying that he can even see the Jerusalem in the
heavenly Jerusalem. 我们花时间想什么，我们脑海里面就开始充满怎么样的图片。
We use it what kind of time to think about what, and our brain will fill with those things.
那个图片就成为我们的生命的目标。
That imagery will become a part of our life purpose.
如果我们不断地容许世界的一些价值观和信息冲击我们的感官的话，
we allow the value system and the world desire of influence us.
我们很自然的就会被引导。
We will be directed by them.
我们必须要做一个决定，不容许这些信息不断地侵袭入到我们的心中。
We have to make a decision that not allow such influence upon us.
第三个危险的征兆是以色列民他们看不到恩典。
The third dangerous sign is that the Israelites did not see the grace, a blessing from God.
我们看到第六节这边说，除了玛纳以外，我们眼前没有别的东西啊。
In verse 6 is that other than manna, we cannot see anything else.
以色列民说，哎呀，怎么天天都是玛纳？什么是玛纳呢？
So every day the Israelites say to themselves, every day is manna, manna, what is manna?
玛纳是神赐给以色列百姓的一个特别食物。
Manna is a special food coming from God.
他们在旷野没办法耕种，也不能耕种。
In the desert, they cannot farm.
但是每天早上却可以从地上收成白白圆圆与露水一起降在地上的一种食物，叫做玛纳。
So every day in the morning, they can go on the field, they collect this circular round thing like a dew, falling down on the ground. They take it up and they can eat it.
但是虽然好像是神迹
，seems like it's a miracle sign, miracle.
但是因为他们天天都有，
because,
就不稀奇了。
So because every day they have it, they no longer feel like this is a surprise.
他们就不屑一顾了。
I'll say this what doesn't they take it lightly?
当人对不对神的恩典去感恩的时候。
When Christian doesn't give thanks to God's blessing,
生活就越来越感到不快乐。
Their lives is becoming not happy. They feel like they're not happy.
越来越负面。
Become more and more negative.
实际上，我们今天能够呼吸，就是一个恩典，不是吗？
Actually, every day we can breathe is actually a miracle from God.
犹太人的厕所里面挂个牌子。
Jewish people had in they have a plaque in the bathroom.
就是我今天能够上厕所，也是恩典。
Today we can go to the bathroom is God's blessing.
大家去医院探望过病人吗
？Have you been to the hospital see patients, sick people there?
看到他们没办法能够自主的能够上厕所，你就知道。我们能够上厕所 本身就是一个非常奇妙的恩典。
You see them, they cannot go on a bad, have a bowel movement on their own. We can see that they suffering. You can understand that every day we have a bowel movement on our own is a God's blessing.
我们要学习数算神的恩典，凡事谢恩。
We have to learn how to count God's blessing.
也许我们过去的埃及的生活，让我们觉得生活是很负面的。
Maybe in the past, in the life of living in Egypt, is we negative.
我们觉得外面许多人事物都对不起我们。
We feel like a lot of people didn't do right to us.
或者我们觉得我们自身没有能力能够面对现在的环境和未来。
Maybe we feel like we are weak and we cannot face the current situation and the future.
但是我们一被神的恩典所改变恩召的时候
，But however, when we learn that the God's blessing changing us,
我们就要开始学怎么样数算神的恩典。
Then we learn how to count God's blessing.
就开始感恩，这样的感恩的态度会使我们的眼光转成从地上的眼光升到天上。
So with this such a change, we will have a thanksgiving heart, and with this thanksgiving heart, we change our point of view from the things on the earth into the heaven thinking.
因为从天上的眼光看我们现在的情况，才是真实的状况。
Because using the point of view from heaven, looking down to our current situations, will be this real situation.
就好像我们玩拼图的时候一样。
Just like we do in jigsaw puzzle.
如果你只看一块拼图的话，你实在不了解这个图片是在做什么。
You look at one piece of jigsaw puzzle, you don't have no idea what the whole picture is like.
但是我们站远一点去看，我们就了解这一块拼图它的目的。
However, if you step back a little bit, look at this one jigsaw puzzle in terms of whole picture, then you kind of understand where this fit into.
我们才了解天父实际上正在利用现在的环境，正在塑造我们，供应我们，来爱我们。
We actually know understand that through the situation, God using different situation to mold us, to love us.
这才是真实的情况。
This is the real reality.
This, 不是心理作用。
This is not the psychological effect.
实际上，光从地上的眼光看事情，才是受到欺骗。
So actually, if you look at the world point with a worldly point of view, you actually be deceived.
因为我们非常，如果从地上的眼光去看，我们完全不了解现在这块拼图。我们现在实际上。生命当中也不过是经过一小块拼图而已，但是我们觉得那是全世界。
If you look at the point of view and the little, our worldly point of view, we only see that only piece of jigsaw puzzle. We have no idea what's going to be happening to us.
我们学会凡事感恩，才是开始享受神计划的一个秘诀。
We learn to give thanks in every situation. We will. This is a secret of have a joy experiencing God.
让我们学习感恩。
Let us learn how to give thanks in any situation.
我们就可以把每一天的平凡变成每一天的感恩。
So we can change the any ordinary day into a day of thanksgiving.
当我们感恩，我们人就正面。
When we give thanks, we are in the positive side.
我们周遭的人也会受到影响。
People surround us will be affected by us.
第四个危险
the four signs is saying,
是以色列民开始说谁给我们吃肉。
The four dental signs is that Israelite ask who give us the meat.
在第四节这边，以色列民非常的清楚说谁给我吃肉。
In the verse 4, they ask, "Who give us the meat?"
这是他们公然对神和摩西的一个挑衅。
You ask, "Who will give us the meat?" This is actually a challenge to the God and Moses.
他们的意思是说，今天会给我们吃肉的，我们知道了，不会是神，也不会是你，摩西。
What he's saying to saying this is that today when we will have meat, it's not come from God, or also it's not come from Moses.
摩西，请你下台走路吧。
Moses, please step down.
而且我们这个决定已经做好了。
Our decision is already made.
我们现在要兴起一位带领人带我们回到埃及去。
We will have another leader who will lead us back to Egypt.
路线已经决定好了，现在只差我们要决定来谁来带。
A direction is already set. The question is who will lead us.
我们现在就是现在要找一个能够满足我们肉体私欲的领袖。
Right now, we would just need to find a leader who would satisfy a worldly, freshly desire.
埃及的引诱和辖制使他们认为神不能也不会供应他们现在的需要。
The temptation and the desire of Egypt, they feel like God cannot satisfy the current need for them.
他们不要神的计划，也不要神未来的应许。
They don't want God's plan for them, and they don't want the God's future promise.
他们要他们的肉体得到满足，他们要自己来做决定。
They want their flesh to be satisfied. They want their main. They want their own power authority on themselves, for themselves.
这个就是民主。
This is democracy. This is democracy.
一个民没有了主，民主就非常的可怕。
It would be really horrifying when people have no God and the people become God.
那基督徒要怎么办？
So what should the Christian do?
我们一定要认定神。
We have to acknowledge God.
认定神一定会供应我们的需要的。
Acknowledge God that He will satisfy our need.
耶稣跟我们说，你要先求神的国和神的义，这些东西都一定会给的，
Jesus、
一定会给我们的。
Jesus said that but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all these things will be given to you as well.
想吃肉吗？
Do you want to eat meat?
不是神不是不给。
It's not that God doesn't want to give it to you.
而是要他的民学会向他求神的国度和彰显。
It actually God wanted His people to pray for the,His kingdom, His manifestation of His kingdom.
他们日常所需，自然神会供应我们的。
And all the daily need, we give it to us.
民数记十一章这里，以色列民的抱怨。
And in chapter 11 in Numbers, the grumbling of the Israelite.
对摩西成为一个排山倒海的压力。
It is become an earth-shaking pressure up to upon Moses.
因为这个暴动可能一触即发。
Because this insurrection burst at the seam is coming.
领导层不断，随时可能会被瓦解，而且会被杀害。
The leadership will soon can be dissolved or be killed.
以色列的未来和现在的秩序将会完全化为乌有了。
The future of Israel and also the present time will all be gone.
那对于摩西来说，啊，神啊，我们要去应许地，这是路程才刚刚起步啊。
To Moses is that we just take the first step into toward the promised land.
这样的民我怎么带啊？
This kind of people, how can I lead them?
我又要怎么对你给我的呼召负责？
And how can you be accountable to your calling?
摩西说我受不了这个压力，你让我死好了。
Moses said that I cannot take this pressure. Why didn't you let me die?
这是第十节到第十五节，实际上摩西就崩溃了。他跟神说
，In verse 10 to verse 15, Moses was almost at the point of breaking down. He said to God.
就是你竟然对我说要把他们抱在怀里，有如育养之父抱吃奶之孩子，只抱到你应许地，让他们的祖宗那里去。
He said to God, "Say, why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carry an infant to the land you promised on oath to their ancestor?"
神，你要我如父亲一样抱这群人，把他们一直抱到应许地。我受不了了。
God, you want me to like a father holding this little bunch of people in my arms and carry them to the promised land? I just cannot stand them.
神，你太不合情理了。
God, this is not reasonable.
他们这群人对埃及的恋慕，对习惯的不舍，对平淡的厌烦。
This bunch of people, they have longing for the Egypt.They unable to let go the old habit.
然后对神的恩典，这些藐视是会传染的，是有骨牌效应的。
And this contempt of God's blessing is slowly becoming spreading among them. It's like a domino effect.
从闲杂人等一直到以色列民到最后以色列民所有的家庭到最后连领导层都被拖下水了
from going from a, mixed, a small group, a mixed multitude into the community, into every family at the end of it, the leadership will be pulled down
还好摩西是一个真是愿意谦卑认识神的伟大领袖
Thank God that Moses is a humble person who recognized that God is the great, great leader
虽然他那个时候心中一时软弱想要一死了之
So even though that at that time he's weakening at that time, I just want to die.
但是之后神显给他的恩典，他学习到了。
But in the later on, that he recognized that God's blessing, he learned something.
他知道神一定会解决困境的。
He learned that God will resolve any kind of difficulty.
他学习要信靠神。
He learned how to trust in God.
他发现一件事情，我们所有基督徒都要学的。
We find out one thing that all our Christians need to learn.
就是神不会给我们我们不能承担的托付和责任。
Is that the God will not give us a task that we cannot bear?
神是要让所有爱神的人在万事上得益处。
And God wants us that in all things God works for good for those who love Him.
圣经上告诉我们，我们的恩赐和负担是神量过的。
In the Bible, it says, "Give us our gift and our burden."Measured by God.
既然是神量过的，怎么会有错呢
？If you got measured by God, how can it be wrong?
浩瀚的星河在他的测量底下就完美的运作。
We can see the galaxy moving around all under His control, under His measure.
同样的，他会怎么会给我们的负担是超过我们的所能承受的呢？他不会量错的。
In the same way, whatever God gives us a burden.How can we cannot bear? Of course, we can bear those burdens because He measured already.
是的，在这个过程当中，我们所有服侍人一定会遭受痛苦的。
Yes, and during this time, the people who serve God will some do go through suffering.
但是不会白白受苦。
But this is suffering for no reason.
这些苦也绝对不会在神的意料之外。
This is suffering would not be out of the anticipation of God or out of God's control.
苦难是神扩充和坚固他器皿的管道和工具。
God's suffering is God's way and tool to strengthen and expand His instrument.
保罗说了一句话，我实在非常非常的感动。
Paul said one thing that really moved by him.
他说，服侍主受苦乃是命定的。
He said that.Whoever serves God and suffering is we are destined to serve God and also destined. We serve God and then we're destined to suffer.
因着这个心态，他所接触的信徒就不会在患难中当中信心被摇动。
Because of this, he said this, so that all the Christians who contact with him know this, he, when they go through the difficulty, their faith will not be shaken.
很多时候，神容许困境来到我们的当中。
And many times that God allowed difficulty come into our lives.
或者非常的平淡在我们的生活里面。
Maybe in our life is when ordinary.
让我们经历过旷野的这块地。
Let us go through the wilderness.
神的目的是要让我们能够借着旷野脱去旧有的败坏和世界的影响力。
So God wants us to...Use this the journey through the deserts. We can take away the decay of the old selves and the worldly influence.
借着旷野地，让我们对未来的应许更加的渴望。我们不要在旷野，我要进到迦南。
So through this wilderness, we will have a lot more hope and a lot more longing for the promised land of Canaan.
神不顾念我们肉身的需要。
God is not doesn't care about what our body need.
而是神不要我们被肉体的欲望和世界的力量所胜。
But God doesn't want to have our inner desire, our body desire, and the worldly influence triumph upon us.
耶稣说：“你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。”
Jesus said that if you belong to the world.The world will love you because you belong to him.
只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界当中拣选你们的。
But you guys, you are not from the world, but you actually, out of this world, I pick you and choose you.
在世上你们有苦难，但是你们可以放心。
In this world, there will be suffering, but you should not be worried.
耶稣说：“为什么放心？因为我已经战胜了世界。
Why,
耶稣已经战胜了世界。
Why you should be worried? Because I'm victorious in all of.
因为我们在这个过程当中知道耶稣已经战胜了。
When through this situation, knowing that God, Jesus already triumphed over all.
让我们学习摩西在这个旷野里面受到神的校正。
So through this, we learn from Moses as God's correct Moses through this journey.
他成为更为一个老练的带领者。
He will become a much more experienced seasoned leader.
更能勉勇敢的面对未来更大的挑战。
He will become and have much more courage to facing the future challenge.
也许我们过了60岁、70岁，我们以为退休了。
Maybe we're thinking after 60 years old, it's time to retire.
但是在神的国度里面，我们永远不退休。
But in God's kingdom, we should be never retired.
摩西应该是真是应该在家享福的时间。
Moses should be a time that he should be have a good time, relax, have a good time.
结果没想到神训练在80岁的时候训练他。
Who knows that God at his 80 years old, God still challenging him and teaching him.
85岁的时候训练他。
At 85 years old, got training.
100岁的时候训练他。
100 years old, still training.
一直训练到120岁。
And train him until 120 years old.
他就带以色列民到了下一代，他们得胜了。
He lead the Israelite into the next generation so that they can be victorious.
让我们学习
民
数记的功课。
Let us learn the lesson from the book of Numbers.